Welcome to episode 27, long awaited, of Nothing on the Radio. I'm your lead host, Emily Haig, and I'm joined by our co-host here, Lewis Riley. This is the podcast where we talk about pretty much everything and anything, and every time we try to give away our merchandise, no one fucking wants it.
That's in reference to the lady that thought I was going to rape her when she gave her, gave me her address. It's been a long time. I think it's been like 5 months or something like that.
Five very long months.
A lot has happened.
Yep.
I never met up with that girl, so she's safe for the moment.
Yep.
Still got heaps of stickers and magnets. Cannot give them away. Try to give them the salvos. Yes. Not interested. I said, sir, what are we meant to do with stickers and magnets? Went, you tell me.
How much you want to give me for them?
Lots have gone on the last few months. Em, you've lost a bit of weight.
Yeah, 3.4 kilos.
Yeah, actually, right.
In the name of Ray.
That's because she had a baby.
Yeah.
It's a very clever weight loss baby joke.
Thank you.
What's...
I also lost the...
plot.
I was about to say lost my vagina and I don't know, just... Everything, lost my dignity, the amount of things that you have to go through.
Well, this is what we need to talk about. So, wait, first off, let's get the, so it was Ray, what's Ray's middle name again?
Earl.
Yeah. Right, I forgot about that. Ray Earl Johnston.
Johnson. No
Ray
T.
Ray Earl Johnston, R-E-J. Ray J is what is getting thrown around as a nickname.
Ray, like, yeah.
Ray J. Yeah, right.
Ray J.
Okay, so how long was labour?
39 hours.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It is fucking ridiculous.
You get whingy after like 2 hours here.
And I did.
Now, you were telling me that you actually shit yourself during labour and they hid it from you.
I didn't say that at all. No doubt it happened though.
I did mention to Em, I said, just so you know, Em, you will shit yourself in labour, but the midwife and doctor and nurse... they hide it from you.
You know what? After I had Ray and I had to get stitched up,
yeah.
My obstetrician, like I was holding Ray on my chest and Tanya was there and we're having a moment and whatever.
Smelling shit. Who's shit in here? No one.
And my obstetrician, whilst stitching up my vagina, had a full-on conversation with me about Haig's chocolates.
Oh, I thought he was going to do the joke. We went, echo, echo, echo.
Probably. No.
Looks like a butcher shop down here.
Was
he whistling as he was sewing?
It was
sewing?
She, but...
Oh, it's a seamstress. Oh, I've never had to make alterations this bad. Oh, you were a woman. Oh, let me start again.
She did have to give me...
Oh, these labia? Labia? Labias. Labias. I thought they were a separated penis. So...
I thought these were two testicles.
I thought these were two deflated testicles. I thought that was your wife next to you with a beard. Congratulations, Mrs. Johnson. Yeah, right.
I really love it how this is what happened when I had to give CPR to that guy on the plane and we talked about it on the podcast. I feel like I go through these traumatic events and you just turn them into a fucking joke.
People would pay money for me to deal with their traumatic events. If they came here going... Well, at least I laugh about it at the end. And then they go, oh, I didn't laugh. I was very upset by the end. Louis just told me to go fuck myself. Then laughed at his own joke recorded it. Auto-tuned it. Auto-tuned my crying.
And then made stickers out of it.
4 out of 5 stars.
Would recommend.
I had the stickers. Couldn't get rid of them. Okay, so you got destroyed down there.
Yep.
39-hour labour.
Mm-hmm.
How was Dan?
He almost fainted twice. So
I haven't talked to you about this.
No. So he's not very good. Like he tried to give blood once and passed out.
Was he did he almost faint when he saw how much you pooed? Quickly put in your pockets. We can't tell her.
Well,
tell her it was you. I'll just so everyone knows why I'm talking about pooing is because apparently it's a well known fact that women, because of how they push, they will poo.
They tell you that when you're pushing, they're like, as if you're pushing out a big poo. And I'm well, maybe that will happen.
Yeah, it does.
It probably did.
When they say, act like you're pushing out a poo, they don't go, hey, you're going to poo here. Because I think if they went, hey, push like you're pushing out a poo and that will help your baby come out. But you'll also poo, but don't worry about that. Because a lot of women, I think, would be like, well, I don't want to poo and then no baby, and then they just go home, they've got a baby in them forever. I don't know the rest of the science behind that. I'm assuming that's right.
You know, something that I did show Daniel that I probably shouldn't have when my...
Oh, what?
We talked about the mucus plug.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, you showed him it.
Well, I was scared.
Or was it like, hey, Daniel, think fast. And you just threw it at him. What's this? Oh, some sort of uncooked rissole? No, what is this? Mucus plug? You got a cold.
Looks like.
Oh, and then he goes, oh, no. Faints. Lands in his mouth.
No.
Yuck, I felt sick just laying
there. I was at hour 31. I opted for an epidural.
Yeah.
And then the midwife had to leave the room for some reason. And so the anaesthetist asked Daniel to hold a needle, which he didn't heal very well with. Just holding
the needle.
Well, I was having a needle in my back and having a contraction.
Daniel had to hold a needle
and then
he fainted.
He had to be taken over to the side while I had to sit there on the bed by myself.
Oh, they suddenly just, oh, you can wait. We'll deal with this gentleman over here. What did you guys do? Did you make him hold a needle?
And then
he hasn't got the constitution for that. Look at him. Look at that beard. It's obviously fake. So I can see the glue at the edges. Shut up. Dan won't like this episode. No.
And then the second time was when I pushed out the placenta and the obstetrician held it up and was like, check this out.
Oh, the placenta's a weird looking thing as well.
Yeah, he just wasn't ready for it.
I'll say this about the placenta because I did see it as well. I think that it's half interesting because you're like, oh, that's where it sits and it's, oh, that's inside out and it shows you how it works. But like, I put it on my head like a swim cap and they're like, oh, don't do that. I went, look, I'm in thought. I vomited and fainted because of how disgusting it was. I woke up going, it was worth it. That was a good joke. You might hear some babies crying.
Is that
in the
my
background.
Baby crying?
Oh, there's like 14 babies in the background, all at different stages of crying and what they need. You've got Ray Earl Johnson, you got Ruby, and then Charlie, I'm sure, will be crying in a second for one reason or another. So, yeah. And then you came home.
And then you decided to come visit. So I thought I'd go
back in a
hospital.
Let's rephrase that. I thought I should visit. I thought, look, I don't like feeling obliged to do things, but I thought, look, I'll visit. I arranged a visit. You were like, hey, you know what would be nice? A cheese platter. And I was like, oh, I can probably arrange that. And then you're like, and I'm on my way out, and you're like, I won't be there. Just leave the cheese platter at my brother's house. It's like, okay, this is rude. And I didn't see you for like a month after that.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Not really. But thanks for the cheese platter. It was good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, the whole thing was longer and more painful than I could have ever imagined, and I don't ever fucking want to do that again. But
you say that, but you're probably pregnant again right now.
Yeah, probably.
Did they have the... No, there's
that,
all,
that would be immaculate conception.
What is funny, though, is that then the doctors, I don't know if with us they start talking about when you can start having sex again, and it is funny because they have to have the same conversation with everyone, and you're looking at them going... Why the fuck would I then want to go home and have sex?
Yeah.
Like, I saw a plug. I saw a placenta. I don't want to go down there at all for years. But
you or?
Anyone should be cordoned off like a crime scene, an old forgotten crime scene.
I'm thinking that I look like the something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre down there, to be honest with you. So. Mm.
Oh, God, I don't.
See, ugh. I saw people driving going, pictured it. Ugh. Gross.
People going, oh, ew. You haven't seen Chainsaw Massacre in a while. I might go put that on. But it's so funny when you're in the hospital and they're like, okay, now remember, guys, bye-bye, you can't have sex. And they're giving you these tips and you're like, what sort of monster do you think I am?
Yeah.
But I guess that there's blokes out there that are like, so can I fuck her when we get home?
Well, see, when I was in the parenting classes, they were talking about, oh, when you're breastfeeding, it's supposed to be like contraception. But then they were like, oh, so if you do want to get pregnant again, why are you breastfeeding? I like laughed out loud. I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. And you're like, yes, please. How can we make it happen faster?
I can't wait to do all this again.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So Ray's healthy. You're as healthy as you're going to be.
Yeah. And we won't ever be the same, but.
No. Wait, did you say it won't ever be the same?
I don't want to. I said, I said I, but that too.
Are you going to... Oh, no. I'm going to be watching one of those... It'll probably be Botched. Have you watched Botched?
Yeah, love it.
So Botched, for the people who don't know, it's a reality show where it's these two plastic surgeons in the US, and they have... Usually it's women with breast implants. I swear every 9 out of 10, it's like, I got these breast implants and they're upside down. And it's like...
Or the lips.
Or lips, yeah. Or the nipples are like facing the opposite directions, like googly eyes.
They're not supposed to do
that. They Google around like googly eyes. Going, my nipples just... Whenever I shake, they flop all over the place. If I'm watching Botched in a couple of years and it's like, and now we have Emily Haig, she's coming in for a vaginal reconstruction. It was destroyed during a 40-hour labour.
People have that though.
She describes it as a wizard's sleeve. What was that all? 40-year-old virgin or something like that?
No.
Sleeve of wizard. Can't remember. Okay, so we also had a pretty big situation in the last few months with Corona, COVID-19.
Say we, like you and I.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys out there are aware. It's a pretty big...
Pandemic.
Is
being thrown around.
Oh, look, we've all fucking heard about it for the last few months, but I guess there's been a couple of situations for us more personally that have happened. I was talking about it earlier. So I can't help but making jokes even when they shouldn't be made, and... When one of the first things when we were out and it was like, oh, okay, some places are still open and there's all this, you got to be staying 1.5 meters away and that. And I was at a deli and a lady was pointing out something to me, one of the customers. She got really close and then she went, oh, sorry, I shouldn't be that close. I keep forgetting. And I went, oh, no, it's all right. You can't get Corona twice. And then it was just quiet, crickets. No one chuckled. No one said anything. It's like, oh, God. And I knew they're all going home going, oh, bloody bloke in there making fun of Corona, joking about Corona that he had it. And it's just like, ah, fuck. And it's worse. I wish they had said to me, like, sir, that's – and I could have at least gone, I'm sorry, that was bad. But when no one says anything, you can't go, oh, I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. Especially they go, what's that? Well, no, they didn't hear. I joked about Corona. Why'd you do that? Oh, I said I'm sorry.
Wonder at what point we can joke about having it where people are actually going to laugh and not like...
And not cough.
Get scared. Whenever we're in the hospital, whenever Daniel coughed or sneezed or something, I was like, can you fucking not? Because you were going to get kicked out.
Oh, yeah, because you... When was it May something? You were in the heat. You were in the heat of it.
Yeah, like I could only have him there and, yeah, like you weren't allowed to cough. It was like whenever you went to whenever you went to a new part of the...
Dan's eyes popped out of his head at one stage from holding in too many coughs and sneezes.
It was at the stage where, like, wherever you went to a new part of the hospital, they take your temperature and all that kind of shit.
And you insisted on the anal one?
Yep.
No, we're in the bum, please. It's much more accurate. No, no, man, this is fine. No. I insist. Or you had no pants on. Mate, I was pre-warmed.
No, at that stage, I would not have cared. Do you know how many people would have had their fingers in and or around me at the hospital?
Before you got to every
car park.
Have you changed your Tinder profile from local slut to local MILF?
No, it's a good idea, though.
Actually, it's more MIF. I don't know.
What's?
Well, you take out the like part.
Oh.
MIF. I'm a MIF. I mean, someone would fuck me. I don't know if they'd like it. I'd like it. It's a mess down there. Like having sex with half a kilo of mincemeat.
Stop it.
But more blood. Thank you, everybody. Good night. You're fucked.
You're fucked.
Why did you talk about mucus plug? And I had all these...
I didn't even talk about it. I could have told you the story.
I had all these scientific questions. They weren't even going to be funny. This was going to be the serious episode. And everyone's going to be like, Louie can be serious. That's pretty good. Okay, so... And then also with Corona... The other day I was work, people I didn't know at all, somehow talking about, there were the IT guys and they were telling a story about a bloke who was really worried about viruses and they did all this extra work for him. And I made a joke going, oh, it's probably 5G that caused all these viruses on his computer because there's a bunch of people that think 5G, the new mobile network, is doing all this weird shit, which is strange on its own. And I said, oh, maybe it was 5G. And I said, oh, no, that can't be right because 5G causes autism, as a joke, obviously.
Mm.
And then someone joked around, one of the IT guys who I don't met said, he said that, well, who I don't met.
I don't met
IT guys. Is that how you'll say? I don't met.
I don't
One of the ID guys who I hadn't met went, no, 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 it's 5G caused corona. And I went, well, that can't be possible because corona doesn't exist. It was made up. And I said this as I was walking away from him and no one laughed. No one said anything. And then I was sort of walking down the stairs. I was like, ah, it was just joking. Oh, fuck. So the new IT guy's like, I think that bloke doesn't believe in corona and thinks autism is caused by 5G.
Or just doesn't believe in autism.
I don't believe in autism. I think he's just an awkward cunt who doesn't talk. Imagine that. Imagine being diagnosed. No, he's actually a high-functioning...
autistic.
Or do you say autist? No, they say high-functioning person with autism because they don't like being labelled as a condition. They. That's bad enough. People don't being labelled as, like, their condition.
Yeah.
But imagine that. Oh, no, he's just a highly-functioning person with autism and he's non-verbal. And then, like, he gets older and it's just like, nah, it's just quiet. Oh, really? Yeah, not autistic at all.
I just didn't have anything to say.
Didn't anything to say, but then I went to the shops and I had to say, excuse me. Someone was complaining about 5G. Right.
Where have we gone?
So what did you have any weird situations with corona? I mean, apart from being in hospital when it was on.
Well, I lost my job because of it and then had to stay at home for two fucking months.
Oh, I lost my job because of corona. Wasn't because of disgusting work ethic. When did you lose it? Was corona out? No, it didn't exist at that stage.
No, well, I just had to stay home for two fucking months before and then I couldn't go out for the next month when I had Ray. So I'm so sick of my house, it's not funny.
Have you been
extremely clean?
Have you been eating less bat now because of the dangers?
Look, I've cut back.
I'm eating actually about the same amount of bat as I did before.
Yeah. But
two bats a week.
I thought it was caused from some that scaly looking.
It was a mixture of pangolin or something like that, which is like an anteater and bat.
Oh.
Oh, well, it's.
Well, you know, you can't have one without the other.
It's no. It's like reef and beef.
Yeah, exactly. Surf and turf, what's is that surf it? And surf? Is that a reef? I've never heard that.
I meant to say surf and turf, but reef and beef is apparently another way people say the exact same fucking thing.
Probably Queenslanders or something.
Queenslanders.
Queenslanders.
You're from Queensland? Queensland. That's what I said. Queenslander. Yeah, no, it's like somehow mixed of bat and something. And then there's like, because there is. Like live, what do they call them? They're like markets. They're at live animal
wet
markets. Wet markets, which sounds like a weird like golden shower pissing.
It sounds
sort of
like
thing.
Something in Amsterdam.
Yeah, like you'd be like, hey, all go in this pit, and then everyone around you will piss on you in the wet market. Do you want to do that? That sounds alright, actually.
Sounds like another name for like a bukkake.
Yeah, but like with piss.
Yeah.
Was it bukkake? No, wet market. Oh, piss only. Was it good? It's great. Had bat. That was where the confusion started.
Yeah.
No, so, yeah, there was – but then there's people going – there's legitimate concerns that it was like, oh, no, like it was a wet market. But then people are like, yeah, but it could have been a lab in Wuhan in China and they actually created it and accidentally released
this
it.
This is what happens when people get quarantined is people have too much time on their hands.
Conspiracies and then the 5G.
Like the 5G shit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what 5G is. Am I that old? Like,
you know how our phones have got 4G right now?
No.
Oh, fuck me.
Keep going back. What was before that, 3?
Strangely enough. It's just like the
I don't even know how a phone works. You're going to have to go way back.
It's pretty much just the mobile like network we have for internet and stuff like
that. What's NBN?
That's, oh, fuck. It's like starting from the beginning. What is internet? Does it start in Queensland?
All I know is two cans and a string. Go from there.
I thought you were talking about two cans of bird for a second.
What?
Like two cans.
Two cans.
Like, what do you mean you know two cans?
Two cans and string. That's how people communicated, right?
You shouldn't keep your two cans on a string. people with pet birds, can they do that? Keep them on a string or is that cruel? You used to work
that's
in a vet.
Cruel.
But what if they really wanted to get away?
Well, that's... I don't know.
Like if I was like, oh, well, I've got a wedge-tailed eagle. If I didn't have it on a string, it would fly away. So I have to have it on a string when I go out, when I go to the shops.
What about you?
When I go to Aldi, I've got a wedge-tailed eagle on a string constantly trying to attack me. But I just went, ah, fuck. Ah, ah. Anyone's like, hey, Louie, hey, what are you? I just take
the bed. Are you kind of the person that would have Charlie on a lead when you went out?
I'd hide it in the monkey backpack thing where it's like, oh, no, he's not on the lead. Yeah. He's just wearing a backpack that looks like a monkey and it's got a long tail.
It's got a really long tail and it's attached to my wrist.
Yeah, and you can whip him and, No, I wouldn't do that.
I think that's my baby crying. My boob's going to start leaking.
Oh.
I'm not even joking.
Just like a... Oh, God, I'm leaking. Apparently that happens with my mum as well, but let's not get into that.
Whoa. I can confirm this.
Well, there's a show or something like that where... A bloke leans into it's The Office, and he leans into a woman who's breastfeeding and starts going, wah, trying to get a breastfeed, because apparently it does work.
Yeah.
Can we keep going, or are you going to be unprofessional and stop? The baby stopped crying. His head probably fell off.
The old head fall off syndrome.
Oh, I was just talking before. Babies are so fucked. You're like, hey, your baby's healthy? Yep, perfectly healthy. And then you're like, why does he cry for 4 hours a day? Oh, he's got colic. What does colic mean? It means they cry for 4 hours. It's like, so what are the symptoms? Crying for 4 hours.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Yeah, and that's what I said to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, he's great, but he does have head fall-off syndrome, so his head might just fall off. Is there anything you can do? No, but it's perfectly normal. His head might fall off, but he'll be fine.
All babies have their head fall off.
And you do forget, you forget how babies' heads will just rock backwards.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he almost killed my child earlier.
And you just want to go, oh, no, he's fine. You always go, oh, that caught it.
I better go to him.
Okay, let's just pause this and you won't even notice because we'll just come back. Okay, we're back. Obviously, that was a split second for you guys. So
we probably don't even need to do that.
We're back. Em had to...
get my boobs out.
Yeah, and she went, you ever tried breast milk? And I went, oh, no thanks. she offered it to me, but I was not interested. Already had my share, thanks, Sam. We'll talk about the whole the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't want to get political because no one wants to listen to that, and I'm just going to lose listeners either way.
You hate politics.
Look, I'll make an example of what I don't like, which is happening on sort of both sides of the argument at the moment, which I feel like is that I think people agree with a lot more than what they realise regarding everything that's going on. But then it's be like they agree on 90% of things and then that last 10%.
And I think the 90% is why people are going, all lives matter, because they're like, well, yeah, Black Lives Matter, but everyone's life matters. And you're like, well, yeah, that's not the point, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, we've had discussions about this. The reasons that people are saying that is because some of the stuff that's coming out, people, I think, are feeling, not that it's right or wrong, feeling targeted as well. And when people feel targeted, they're going to defend themselves. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying why people are doing it. But I think where, as an example, I'll show you what I think is happening. And this is on left and right of the argument. Okay?
Show me.
So I'm going to do an example of what is happening where, like, okay, Em.
This is role play. Love this.
Do you like watching movies, Em?
Yes.
I also like watching movies. Do you like watching comedies?
Yes.
Yeah, I also like watching comedies.
Good.
Do you have a particular comedic actor that you like to watch?
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
Okay, I'm going to pretend for the sake of this argument. No, you know what? I also enjoy some of Adam Sandler's work. No, that's no, true. No, I do. Okay. Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to watch that Jack and Jill bullshit or whatever fucking movie he's playing. He's always in Hawaii lately, sleeping with hot chicks. But either way, yeah, I also like some of Adam Sandler's work. And what's your favourite Adam Sandler movie?
Happy Gilmore.
You fucking idiot. You're the worst type of person in this world. Why don't you go fucking kill yourself? I like Billy Madison.
Okay. I see what you're doing there.
This is, if you go online... And you actually look, most people are agreeing with each other on so many fucking points, and then it will get down to like a, and this. And then it will be like, nah, fuck you. And it's like, if most people, I'll just say this, most people, if you sit down and went, should police officers kill people? No, they don't. Do you think there is racism? We'll use the States for the example. Do you think there's racism in the States? Yeah, yeah. There would be racism in the States. Okay. Do you think that police maybe are more aggressive with certain people, maybe because of racism, maybe because of history, but either way, more aggressive to certain people.
Sure.
Sure. And then it will get all the way down the track and then it's like, now, Black Lives Matter. And then it, no!
I think people don't like it because then they feel like they're saying that our lives don't matter.
I know, and that's where people feel like they're targeted because then it's like, because white people are doing this. And, you know, people, don't get me wrong, there's idiots. Fucking idiots on the right being like, well, you know, George Floyd, he was high. It's like, well,
which means he deserves death.
And then people on the – that and so you got people on the right going, oh, George Floyd, yeah, but he was high and he did drugs and he robbed a bank once. And it's like, doesn't mean you should kneel on his neck till he dies. Mm-hmm. Maybe let him, like, get arrested and go to court like everyone.
Yeah.
But then you got other people going, George Floyd was a saint. And it's like, fuck me.
Yeah.
So I'll just say this. Everyone out there, like, listen to me. Or I don't want to get – I just don't want
to – listen to the guy that's before dropped the N-word on a podcast.
No, I was talking about this. I would never call someone the N-word. Mm. But if I want to – I won't use the game now. It's just – now you got me fucking worried about saying it. I just think I wouldn't use the N-word at someone. I would never call someone that.
Yeah.
But we can say words. Like if I – okay, you know what? Don't want to say the N-word. What about what? You know what song I really enjoy by Jay-Z and Kanye West?
What?
Niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
What am I meant to say?
If I'm singing N-words
a song. In Paris, excuse me?
Yeah.
That is silly.
I've always wondered, like, because I love me some R&B, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else then. Love me some N-words. Excuse me? No, I love them though.
Some BBC.
I can say the N-word if I'm saying I like them.
No, but like if I'm singing a song, do I have to like not say the N-word?
I'm going to give you a pass.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to.
Karaoke?
No, well, no. And this, I
don't know how many times people karaoke that song.
That song. What song is that in? This is where it gets silly.
I'm worried now.
I would never call someone that. It's a horrible word. And as I said to you before, there's a lot of slurs, like kike is one for Jewish people. I don't know any Jewish people.
Kayak? Is that what you said?
Kike.
Oh.
Kayak?
Got someone a kayak.
I mean, I don't like kayaking any more than anyone, but I would never call someone a kayak.
Stand-up paddleboard, maybe.
Jesus Christ. Do you say kayak? Imagine Jewish people.
I've never heard that.
Did you call me a kike or a kayak? And Em's like, whatever's more offensive. I would never call someone a kike. I guess if you're thinking about other slant, like faggot is a terrible word. But I would never call a gay man a faggot. That is just disgusting. And this is where I think it's like words like that.
There's a word that I'm not quite sure if it's offensive or not because it's one of those things.
Which word?
Wog.
I think.
Because it's like the wog boy, but then I think I used it once and someone's like, Em, you can't say that.
No, I think it's been, I think it's more of an Australian term. Mm. There's a movie, The Wog Boy. I think it's almost like I've been called a wog many times because of how I look. I don't consider myself a wog. I may have some history there with those areas, maybe, but.
Really tool and cash.
Yeah, that's right. We're lots of jewelry. Well, now we're just talking about stereotypes. This is much worse. I prefer just to say the word. No. But, yeah, I don't know. I think there's, like, I think that wog term, probably not. But as I said, a lot of it is how you say it. If you're trying to be offensive to someone, then it will be. You know what I mean? I just think that if you use a word with hate towards someone, it doesn't have to be a particularly bad word. It's just like,
you know what word that I found when I was over in England last year, I was just talking to some of my friends and I said,
and they went, don't, and they said you're a fat cunt. You went, I don't like that at all.
I mean, it's true.
I'm not a cunt. I said cunt. Ooh, that's like four.
can you stop?
I didn't call anyone it
anyway.
I just suggested that someone called you it. Checkmate.
They probably have. You have. No, but I said something about these chicks that were sitting at this pub and I said, oh, those chicks over there. And they're like, chicks? And I was like, yeah, those girls over there. They're like what? They didn't understand why I was using the word chicks because apparently that, like, they were like, no, that's kind of like an derogatory kind of term over there to call girls chicks. And I was like, where's all we just call girls?
But that's a cultural thing as well. It's like in Australia, we will shorten things. So, you know, the English are called poms.
Is that offensive?
No. I've heard English people call themselves poms before. Yeah, right. I don't know the history behind it, but it seems to be just friendly enough. New Zealanders are called Kiwis, which I don't understand.
Shaggers.
Yeah, I think they're fuckwits. and Pakistanis in Australia are shortened to Pakis. Super racist in the UK.
Yeah, right.
So I guess culturally it's going to be different as well. But, like, for the most part, like, and I guess that's where it is. It's like, well, there's no anger behind it. They're Pakistani. We say Pakis. You know what I mean? Australians shorten a lot of things. But
But where did chicks get shortened from, really?
Chickens.
That's what I was thinking.
Cowards. What do you call them? Cowards? They gave birth. It's the hardest thing anyone can ever do.
Maybe it's the egg.
You see what
thing.
It does to your vagina? Destroys it.
Can we stop talking about my vagina?
Oh, you brought it up first. You're like, oh, God, my giant vagina's itchy, full of stitches.
They've dissolved by now, Jesus.
And first they turned into a dick, then they had to unstitch it and turn it back into a vagina. Okay, so let's just leave. BLM, I believe that there's definitely some issues with police violence, definitely in the States anyway. In Australia, but we're not anywhere near the States, I don't think, in the levels of violence that we see.
So the middle-class white man.
Yes. I find the police to be very friendly when I'm ringing them up. I'm always like, I just saw an Aboriginal working through my neighbourhood. Can you come check that out? Yes, I'm a white man. Of course I am. And they come out and they're very friendly.
Like, oh, he's a wog.
Are you a wog? Oh, God, no. No, 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 no,
no, no. No, no.
I'm a kike. You say kayak?
Kayak. No, I've already got a kayak.
I thought you were a white man. No, I am. Long story. Kayak, kike, same thing. So hopefully we offended everyone the same there.
We got too deep then. Can we talk about something funny?
Okay, let's talk about suicide again. Remember how well that went?
Let's talk about Hitler and suicide.
Let's talk about Hitler killing himself.
Because those are the two favourite things that we like to talk about.
Let's talk about, you know what, I'll talk about our friend of the show, Gavin Stranks, Stranksy. He's contacted me a few times.
Does he want a magnet and sticker? Because he can have them.
He hasn't asked. Maybe that's what he was. Oh, maybe he's talking to me going, hope Louis will offer me one.
And then, because you know what that means, he'll drop it around and
rape him.
Yep.
It's weird.
And we're going to talk about something funny.
Em's like, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, can I threaten to rape Gavin? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Can you say kayak?
It seems like he'd be up for it.
So, no, Gavin's contacted me a few times. He's left some good reviews, which is good. But he was messaging me about the show and saying when we're going to come back. And he's like, oh, I've got some stories you can tell. And I'm like, yeah, sweet. And I mean, I guess we don't usually ask for stories more topics. Because Gavin then proceeded to tell me about how his mate did a shit in one of his favourite cups. I'm like, how do I say this to you, Gav?
Context.
Gav's going to be listening to this now going, oh, fuck, well, thanks. But I was like, yeah, Gav, sort of need more topics and stories because – I mean, I don't know your mate. I don't know the cup he did a shit in.
The topic is shitting in people's cups.
I didn't have
it's clear, Louis.
I didn't have any. There was no emotion in it for me. I said, if you gave me like a topic, like has any one of your mates ever done a shit in something you loved? When there's something there.
Shitting in places you don't normally shit in.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like when you're giving birth. No, but, and then he was like, oh, and, also, my mate, who's pretty homophobic, he got cracked onto by a gay guy. And I'm like, maybe we could talk about...
So you just said homophobic.
What's that? Scared of homers. Hate the Simpsons. Hate baseball. No, but look, it was... honestly, keep messaging me, Gab. We'll find something. But it was... Look, I have... Have I told the story about how I was accosted out the front of a gay bar? I think I have.
Oh, probably.
Oh, look, we're all going to repeat stories. I told my friends that there's nothing to worry about. We'll go to a gay bar in Newcastle, that no one's going to hit on you. It's just a good bar with good people. And then before we got in, a guy, like head to toe in leather, came out and went, oh, look at this bear. Yes. I think I've talked about this. I think you should just take it as a compliment. I think people that are, say, homophobic, and look.
I don't get hit on by lesbians. Should I be offended? They probably know that it's Texas Chainsaw down there, so it's no point. That's all we've got to offer, right?
But your mouth's all right. Isn't that what Liz like? But look, I think you should take it as a compliment. If someone is friendly, look, I'll say it like this. If someone starts talking to you and flirting with you in a non-sexually aggressive way.
You so just like, talking.
Well, yeah, no, just talking. I mean, if I come and went, you know, hey, you know, Michael, how you going? Can I maybe fuck you in the butt? That's pretty sexually aggressive.
Mm.
But if someone comes up and just starts talking to you and then, hey, are you single? But that's when you can go, oh, no, sorry. You know, like, I mean, this is gay, straight, whatever. But if you're homophobic and you're worried about guys hitting on you.
Probably don't go to gay bars, first of all.
God, I'm risking it coming here again. They better not talk to me. I will give blowjobs in the toilet. I'll give blowjobs in the toilet. That is it. Do not talk to me, fucking freaks. Give me the dick. What? I'm assuming
gross this. Sound.
I've never given a blowjob. I'm assuming there's a lot of.
Yum, yes, yum, there is a lot of teeth work.
Oh God. M hot tip. No, I swear. Years back, I read something. It might have been in a Cosmo or whatever the fuck it was. And it was like, ooh, I'd use just a little bit of teeth. Hot tip, no teeth, ever. I don't know who was like, ooh, just a little bit of teeth, they like that. No, no one likes their teeth down there. No, I don't want teeth on my penis.
Did you reply in letters to the editor?
I sent a photo.
Lewis Riley.
I sent a photo of my dick with teeth marks in it going, I disagree. Dickless-mate. But yeah, so, hey, there you go. Gav, you've given us a topic. So if someone cracks onto you and you know what? It could be a girl you're not interested in. Same response. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm not interested. Or just assume they're being friendly to the point where, they've asked me if they'd like to go on a date. Oh, no, sorry, I'm not interested. You know what? If you're straight and it is a guy, you can go, sorry, mate, I'm not gay. That's all right as well.
Yeah.
Don't say to girls, sorry, I'm gay. I think that's a bad way to go about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get cracked onto, so I really have no input.
I get cracked onto all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. People are constantly going, hey, Louie, how you going? And I'm like, chill out, mate.
Taken.
Eyes are up here.
Do you just flash them your ring?
Your check out my ring.
I meant your wedding ring. Oh. There's a look that you gave me. I was like, what? Oh.
Oh, that's nice, but you put it away. Very nice.
Taken, you see? Destroyed. Look, I'm taken. Destroyed down there.
You're like, don't talk about my vagina. You're like, look how destroyed it is. Oh, God.
I meant destroyed your ring. Anus.
I think anus has bounced back pretty quickly. Oh, God. Now I'm thinking about like someone brown eyeing and not realizing that their anus is like really badly destroyed. Like, oh, chuck him a brown eye. And everyone going, oh, what happened down there? What do you mean? It's like, it's all droopy. Looks like an
it's
old
frowning
man.
At me.
Looks like an old man's eye with bags under it. Ugh. Looks like an eye of a ghost or something.
Eye of a ghost.
Ghost eye. I don't know. All open and scary.
That's who I'm picturing myself as.
Eye of a ghost. What? What does it look like down there? Werewolf's mouth. Hairy and moist.
Oh, I'm not going to.
I actually had sex with a werewolf once. Actually, it was just a dog, but it was Halloween.
And it was a full moon.
It was spooky when he fucked me in the park. And I pretended it was a werewolf, but it was actually just a border collie. It was a full moon, and I gave him a full moon.
How did we get here?
Oh, you start talking about fucking dogs again. You talk about that every week. It's going to be one of those things like you joke about all the time. And then suddenly I'm going to have like an appointment for you to come over here. Because I do consider these appointments. I don't consider these like catch-ups. I've got an appointment with them this
claim
week.
Claim it on Medicare.
And it'll be like, oh, she didn't make it. She's not answering. And it'll just be like you getting like rushed out of the court with like with your jumper over your head going, and Emily Haig has been charged with bestiality. She was caught having sex with a border collie in a park on Halloween. Her defense was, I thought it was a werewolf. Which didn't fly with the judge who said,
acquitted.
The dog is yet to comment. And in all seriousness.
Dog, and it's just a dog with like all these little puppies and it's like dog bodies in my head.
Like that picture we put up of your dog baby. I thought you were going to say, and there's a dog and it's got a, like the black square over its eyes so we can't see what sort of dog it is. Oh, and the dog's identity has been hidden for the safety of its pups. Oh, now it's just silly. We were solid until then.
Okay.
There you go. Look what you did, Gavin. Went from, you know, your mate doing a shit in the car.
Because of you, Gavin, I'm having sex with dogs.
Werewolf, thank you very much.
Sorry.
With a full moon.
For the sake of it.
Oh, that's so, that'd be, I'd love you coming and going, oh, Lou, you were so, I didn't know it was a dog. How was I meant to know? Just because I was at the dog park. What? Don't worry.
That guy from Harry Potter's a werewolf and he's all right looking.
Yeah, but I think we're still pretending that werewolves exist and you're not just thinking about fucking dogs. I had sex with a vampire. It's just a bat.
I just had sex with someone on my period.
That's how Corona started. I had sex with a bat and I got really sick. I think I got vampirism, but it was Corona. Oh, God.
Oh,
anyway. What else have we got? It's hard to go back from that. Oh, let's talk
about
this. We've
come so far.
It's only just.
Can we talk? I really want to talk about some guy being really interested in your trolley.
Oh, this is such a weird.
It sounds as like metaphor, like a euphemism or something.
Okay, so I swear people got a little bit weird during the Corona thing because it must be like, okay, I go home and my wife's here. I don't like talking to her, so I won't. And I get to work and there's a lot of people off and I can't get any close to people. Oh, wait, here's a stationary bloke. I don't know this guy at all. What can I talk about? He's getting close. Oh, mate, that's a nice trolley you got there. This is a conversation I had with the bloke. So,
wait, were you at the shop? Like, where were you?
So one of my accounts is I have to go and look after a fairly large mine site. And I go there every Friday. And because it's large, I actually like check their stock levels and order for them and stuff like that, do deliveries to particular areas.
That's a great way for you to make money.
Yeah, I just make up stuff. Like, yeah. Meet in the middle somewhere. Jesus Christ, if that happens now, they're going to be like, he admitted it. Listen to this. He admitted he was stealing. Let's get fired. But at least you fucked a dog. I'll be like, at least didn't fuck a dog. It's a werewolf.
Yeah, because they're trying us on the same day. Well,
together? You two are quite the pair, aren't you? Fraud, bestiality.
Now, whoever did the worst one will get sentenced. The other one will get off. That'd be a great TV show.
And I heard you called a Jewish person a kayak, but there was a lot of hate behind
that.
But
you're a wog, so you can do that.
You've got a card. You can't give other people cards. I've heard you've been giving people cards to say the N-word. You can't do that, sir. What are we talking about? Fucking trolleys. God damn it. So, as I said, people, Corona, I don't think there's enough people to talk to. They get weird. And this bloke, I don't think I'd ever seen him before. I definitely hadn't talked to him before. And he walked up to me. He's like, oh, mate, got the trolley. How good are they? I'm like, oh, yeah, really. And I was like,
I still don't know why you have a trolley.
Because I move stationary around at the site.
Just imagine you pushing a trolley, like a woolly trolley with a pencil in it. Two bees coming through.
It's called a hand trolley. So it's like two wheels. Imagine what the sort of trolley you'd move a fridge on. You know what I mean?
All right.
So it's like a little one that I can stack boxes of paper on and stuff like that. It's not
I pictured some guy following you around at Coles being like, nice trolley, mate.
Yeah, mate. Well, it's his out the front. You can't have mine. I like that one. No, you can't have it. It's 50 out the front.
This is a story I expected.
I'm so confused. But there's lots of trolleys. Why is he so interested in your trolley? Still, it doesn't make any better. So I'm wheeling my orange trolley down. And he's like, oh, mate, trolleys, how good are they? I'm like, oh, mate, really handy. My job would be bloody hard without it. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, that was weird. I've had the same conversation with him or some version of it four times.
You should purchase that trolley for him and leave it like in his office or something with like a big bow on it.
I bet if I did, he'd be like, well, this is fucking weird. And I'd be like, fuck, mate. You know what's weird? We've talked about trolleys an hour. The last time it was just Friday, just gone, and I didn't have my trolley. I'd left it around the corner, and he caught me without it. And he went, ha, just saw your trolley around there. I was going to take it. I thought, no, I won't do that to you. I said, oh, thanks. I won't do that.
Is it one of those ones you can stand up on?
Yeah.
Imagine if he was just like standing. He's like,
You think that's what he's getting at?
Trolling me around.
Oh, mate, it's good trolley. Wouldn't mind a ride on it. I'm dying. Do you want a ride? Oh, okay, come on. Just pushing down some stairs. Ah, what happened? And then there's this, what happened? There's a footage of me just pushing this bloke down the stairs. Why'd you do that? Mate, this bloke asked me about my hand trolley 5 times. What would you do?
Acquitted.
But now we need to talk about speciality subject and the fraud. Why were you stealing from this site? Oh, it's another story. So that's a trolley thing. So I'm sure for the rest of my life this bloke's going to talk to me about fucking trolleys. Em's looking up to the right because she thinks she can hear her son screaming.
Is that mine or is that yours? That's mine.
That's either your son or your husband is shushing my baby. Shut up, baby.
Shut
trying
up.
Trying to sit here quietly, have a beer, and you're annoying me. Let's talk about this. Was it a girl or a guy that came up to you and...
Yeah, it was a girl.
And say, let's go.
Yeah, so Dan and I were at the shops and we were loading Ray back into the car. And this chick walked, like she just came from like around the side of, I don't know, a pole or something and... I just kind of smile. You know, you just smile at people that walk past.
Came from, hello. Oh, I was like behind that pole.
Just, you know, there's this big pole in car parks.
Yeah, yeah, like a pillar.
But yeah.
A pole sounds like it's very thin, like she was like paper thin. And she just suddenly flipped and went, hello. And you're like, oh, wow, you're really thin. I know. And hide behind poles. More like a pillar.
Okay, yes, a pillar. Anyway. She went, pillar, and I kind of I looked up and I was putting the pram into the back of the car and I've just kind of done like an awkward smile thing because she was really close to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's gone, oh, hello. And I was like, oh, hi. And she's like, oh, how are you? And I was like, yeah, good, thanks. How are you? And then Daniel had Ray in his arms and she was like, oh, is this your little one? And I was like, yeah, yeah.
Hope so.
and then she looked at Daniel and was like, hey, how are you going? He's like, yeah, good, thanks. And anyway, then she was just like, okay, well, see you later and just kind of walked away and then like 10 seconds later, Daniel was like, who the fuck was that? And I was like, I don't know. I thought you fucking knew. So it's been killing me. Like, but I feel like I kind of did know her from something and I've been trying to think like.
Could it have been that that woman that you had in the threesome but that was all covered in the leather, like the gimp?
Yeah, maybe.
And you only ever heard her going.
Or maybe she stitched me up after I had a baby. I don't know.
I've only ever seen you from the bad that angle, end.
Yeah.
From the other end, if you know what I'm saying, winking. Furiously winking.
But like sideways winking. Like
you know, like yeah, this.
Like this.
Like a big eye. Like a ghost sign.
Yeah, so it's killing me, like, do I know this girl or not? Or was she or did she maybe think we were someone else, but then we were too involved in the whole like thing that she couldn't just walk away and be like, fuck, I reckon she's still at home going, what the fuck did I do?
Oh, there is a comedian, a funny joke. He's like, I was walking down the street and a woman came across and started talking to me. And then she said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. And he went, I am someone else. But look,
at what point do you admit defeat and go, oh, shit, sorry?
Oh, I would do it very, very quickly. Yeah. But I'm really, if I see someone, I'll be like, Jack! And then we turn around and I'm like, oh, it's not Jack.
But that's do you apologise?
No, because he hasn't looked around at me. I don't walk up to a guy looking him in the face and go, yeah, Jack, but screaming in his face.
I guess this person wouldn't have turned around because it wasn't Jack.
No. But if I have, no, I'll be like straight away. I'll be like, oh, sorry. No, I thought you were someone looked like someone. No one, most people go, oh, fuck off. No one wants to be approached. Oh, sorry. I thought you were this chick I had sex with. Oh, get out of here, you fucking weirdo. It's a bloke. Oh, a bloke. Oh, pretty.
I remember when I was younger, when my brother and I were at Video Easy, you know, I used to go there on a Friday night and pick out like a video or DVD.
And you take a sneaky look at the adult videos up the top. Oh. Cliffbanger. No, I don't remember.
I just remember walking up to someone who I thought was my brother and just like literally pushing him and being like, which ones have you chosen? And then just seeing the guy like slowly hold out all these DVDs. And I was like, why the hell? And then I looked up and realized that wasn't my brother. And I literally just ran away.
Well, I was telling you this story before. I must have been, say, 10 years old and back when we were all using landlines. And I got a call.
Two cans.
Still thought you were talking about birds for a second. I don't know why. The way you pronounce it, it's like you really don't emphasize like toucans. You're like, toucans.
You can't talk, Mr. Kayak.
Fuck, I said kike.
Kike. Kike.
Any Jewish people listening going, I've heard enough kikes for my liking. And, hey, I'll say it right now. Imagine you're a Jewish person going, hey, okay, so I mean kike's a terrible word. People say it. But don't say nigger to anyone. And even though niggers in Paris. This is so weird. Niggers in Paris, okay. Can I say the word on its own? No. Let's not go back to that. My grandma. Okay, so phone rings.
Yeah.
I answer it. And my grandma's on the phone. I'm like, oh, hey, grandma. How are you? Yeah. Back and forth. Ask me about my day. Ask me about school. Ask me about whatever. Regular grandma conversation going for a few minutes. And then she's gone, oh, is Alex there? And I'm like, Alex? Who's Alex? And then she's like, is this Tom? I'm like, no, this is Louie. And she's like, oh, I thought you were my grandson. I'm like, oh, I thought you were my grandma. No, I see ya. Good conversation. But also, okay, talking about grandmas, do you remember Granny Mays? Granny Mays, oh, this is old now. This would have been 25 years ago, 20 to 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You're leaking now because you didn't hear about it. Yeah. But talk about thinking you know someone. I walked to Granny Mays. I thought I was grabbing my brother around the neck to say, let's go, because we had to leave Granny Mays. Grabbed this kid around the neck and went, let's go. And then this lady looked at me with daggers and I was just grabbing this kid around the neck going, let's go. And I went, oh, no, sorry, I thought it was my brother. Wouldn't rape this boy ever.
Ew.
Oh, shouldn't use the word rape. Strikes fear into people. Well, guys, unfortunately, M, the dirty great big mole, has run off because, what's that baby's name? Ray was crying too much. She was leaking everywhere. So she had to run off. So it's just going to be me. So I thought I would just read entries out of the dictionary for the next 10 minutes. Yeah, let's start with A. A on its own is a word. No, that'd be silly. Ooh, I've never done a podcast on my own. This is hard. Let's just call it there. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for, I guess, hanging out and waiting for this episode. It has been a long time. We'll keep trying to do this as often as we can. It is hard with like 17,000 babies getting around and M leaking milk like a dairy cow and obviously what's happened to her downstairs, which we won't talk about anymore. But, yeah, thanks for, you know, contacting us and giving us stuff to talk about, even if Gavin, for example, just got roasted pretty hard on here. But, hey, look, that gave us like 20 minutes of material, so we can't thank him enough. But enjoy your week. Keep contacting us. Remember, if you want stickers and magnets, just tell us. We'll work with you. We do have a lot of them. Yeah, and we will try to catch up sometime in the next few weeks. I don't know. We'll see what we can do. But stay safe and we'll catch you soon. Bye.